Matthew chapter 21, verses 10 through 13. That's our passage as we continue our journey through the Gospels. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you're making it a den of robbers." Jesus lived with zeal and passion. He entered the temple area and drove out all who had turned worship into a money-making scam. There was no polite request to leave the premises. He physically forced them out. He overturned the tables and benches. He passionately defended this house of worship. Where is the temple today? Well, it's not in Jerusalem. It's not the church building with the cross on the top. In the New Testament, the physical temple became a spiritual one. The place of worship is the heart of every believer. And Jesus is zealous and passionate for your heart. He is adamant that sinful scams do not take over your personal house of worship and prayer. Invite Jesus to come in and do some house cleaning. Ask him to tear down the hardened habits. Ask him to drive out entrenched sins. Ask him to break down your pride. Ask him to shrink your ego. Ask Jesus to take over your heart, the spiritual temple. Lord Jesus, please search my heart and turn over any tables where sin is residing. Cleanse my heart like you did the temple. I pray that in your name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.